Hari Om, I'm Krishnadara and welcome to Teaching Yoga for Addiction and Recovery. These sessions are intended to broaden understanding and inspire yoga teachers by hearing about what works from experienced teachers around the world. As teachers, there is no greater joy than seeing people change as a result of the yoga practices we offer. And as practitioners, we know yoga is truly remarkable and it works. It keeps our body, mind, and spirit in harmony, brings clarity, provides resilience to deal with life, and offers transformation of our weaknesses into our greatest strengths. The wonder of yoga is that these ancient teachings can be tailored to support change for the problems people are facing today, such as addiction in its many forms, providing a unique and accessible path to recovery. Yoga is widely available these days in many rehabilitation centres and as an adjunct to many therapies. As acceptance of yoga has grown, so too has a body of knowledge and evidence about what works. Our intention in creating this course is to explore what works based on the knowledge of experienced yoga teachers from around the world, and to inspire other teachers and instill confidence so that they may also offer yoga classes to those who may most benefit. In the sessions, you will hear interviews with teachers from around the world working in different settings such as rehabilitation centres, jails, ashrams, and in tandem with the 12-step program. For most people in recovery, yoga is an adjunct to another therapy, and there are very few yoga-only programs available. Most of the teachers interviewed are Satchinanda-trained teachers, with the exception of Nikki Myers. Nikki was included because of her innovative approach of integrating yoga with the 12-step program, as 12-step programs are the most widely used approach in dealing not only with alcoholism, but also drug abuse and various other addictive and dysfunctional behaviours. It seems to be logical and a powerful approach for both yoga classes to be partnered with the 12-step program, reinforcing the steps on a physical level. With this in mind, and to inform teachers about this program, in Session 6, Chetan Rupa explains the 12-step program and the parallels with yoga. To begin our sessions, we meet Greg, a long-term participant of 12 Steps, who gives us his experience in working with his program, yoga and meditation. He has done this successfully for many years, and we thank him for his contribution and honesty. Our focus has been on Satchinanda Yoga because it is an integrated system, including all branches, and it can be easily modified to suit anyone. Given the physical effects of addiction can be devastating and long-term, it is important to include practices that are simple enough for people who maybe have never done yoga and who may be in poor physical health. This is not a comprehensive training course, but rather a practical guide for yoga teachers. We've included a review of current research and would encourage you to read the papers listed, and also the references mentioned by the speakers. These lists are available at the end of this session. We hope you will continue your learning by keeping up to date with research. Partnering with the health profession will increasingly require evidence for the inclusion of yoga as an adjunct therapy. In the course, there are 6 MP3s and 3 video presentations, transcripts, the research review, and further reading as PDFs. Follow the course in the order it is presented or however it may suit you. And on completing these sessions, it can be used for non-contact hours for your ongoing accreditation with the Satchinanda Yoga Academy in Australia and SETA, the Satchinanda Yoga Teachers Association. Hari Om Tat Sat.